So we see that terrorists are now killing so many people, taking so many lives. And life is very valuable if we are to achieve any perfection. So if we are having a spiritual discussion and somebody attacks, then how do we see the whole violence of terrorism from a spiritual perspective? Yeah, see, the spiritual culture describes that there is protection through two means, through Shastra and through Shastra. Shastra and through Shastra. Shastra is scripture, is the books of wisdom, and Shastra is the weapons. And both of them are used to protect. So, scripture protects people from ignorance, from illusion, from misconception. And Shastra protects from physical attacks. So, just like if you consider compare the body to society to the body, then you know the head represents intelligence, and the arms represent strength. So the Brahmanas are considered to be the head of the social body, the Kshatriyas are considered to be the hands, and both are needed for a functioning body, for a robust functioning body. So like that, for any society to be effective, there has to be a combination of Brahmanas and Kshatriyas working together. So the Brahmanas work for intellectual protection, proper education, removal of misconceptions, helping people to learn the principles of living. And in that sense, the Brahmanas provide for spiritual well-being, and the Kshatriyas are meant to provide for material well-being. So every society needs to have both these limbs of functioning robustly. And the terrorists, as I said earlier, are the opposite of Kshatriyas. It means rather than being protectors, they are destroyers. Rather than acting in a principled way, they act in a cowardly, unprincipled way. So the understanding from the scriptural perspective is that there is God, and there is people's conception of God, you would say. So these terrorists may say that we are fighting in the name of God, but their God, you could put God in double quotes, their God is a projection of their own conceptions. So their God is a God who hates the people whom they hate. So that is not the God who is the well-wisher of all living beings. That is not the God who is the sustainer of all living beings. So that God is simply a product of their own prejudice, their own imagination. They may be fighting in the name of God, but see, any idea or any conception, it ultimately depends on who is using it. Even the best, most sophisticated surgical instrument, which can cut very precisely to heal even very difficult cure different kinds of problems in the body, that same scalpel can be used to kill. So knowledge of God and devotion to God, they are actually meant to elevate people. But when religion is misused as a tool for rationalizing one's own ego, you know, for rationalizing one's own agendas, then religion can become a very destructive force. So it is not religion that is destructive, it is rather the mentality of the people who are using that religion for their own purposes that is destructive. So from the spiritual perspective, from the Bhagavad Gita's perspective, it is described there are three gunas: sattva guna, rajoguna, and tamoguna. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. These three modes are basically three different ways of looking at the world. And the same object can be seen very differently by people who are in different modes. So when people are in tamoguna, when people are in sattva guna, they see religion as a means for elevating one's knowledge, elevating one's consciousness. When people are in passion, they see religion as a means for increasing one's own prestige. Now, if I'm in a religious society, then if I show the world that I am religious, then people will respect me. So there are many, there may be, especially in India, there are politicians who come to the temples especially in festivals, not to take darshan but to give darshan. You know, they want photo opportunities, you know. Oh, I'm such a good person, I came to this temple on so and so day. So their religion is simply a tool for prestige. It's not a means for approaching God. And when one is in the mode of ignorance, religion becomes a tool for destruction. Now, I use my religion to rationalize my heartlessly attacking and killing others. So, from the scriptural perspective, this is a perversion of the role of Kshatriyas. And it's a perversion, a complete perversion of the purpose of religion. So, we do need vigilant protection. So, vigilant protection with weapons against such aggressors. At the same time, we also, so some people are incorrigible. They are just lost in their own misconceptions. And they cannot be, they just have to be disciplined and they have to be punished. But there are others who may be more open to be educated. And so, where Shastra works to elevate people's consciousness, that is excellent, that is the best way. But there are people for whom Shastra will not work. They are just too caught in their own ideas. So for them, Shastra is required. So that combination of head and hands, of scripture and weapons, both are required for the protection of society. Does that answer your question?